CMRL Morning Show on demand.
Thanks for being part of the family. We appreciate it. And as family, we talk about things that happen in our lives. And Loren got thrown out of a house this weekend.
I sure did. So a couple of weeks ago, I guess like last weekend or the weekend before, Dallas and I, we are not looking for a house. We weren't planning on moving. But a few weeks ago, we wandered into an open house. And it was a house that's been on the market for a while. And they had the open house. So I was like, let's just go and see. Because it's like 2 blocks away from our house. And we went in and I fell in love with the place.
Nice.
So I then had another showing with my mom. I showed my mom the place. And then we went back Friday night at night to make sure that there weren't like lights from cars that would come into the bedroom windows and that kind of stuff and see if it was loud.
Is the house empty?
No.
Oh,
somebody's
lives
living
there.
In it. Yeah.
So you're kicking this poor family out nonstop.
For the third time.
At this point, you're obligated to buy this house.
Right? But we're like, we're being weird in this house, okay? Like, I'm shutting all the lights off, like, blinds are closing. We're
what?
Sitting in the dark to hear if we can hear the road noise. Like,
what?
God.
Oh, no.
And when I tell you we were in there forever, like,
pack it up.
There was a point after we did this in all the bedrooms that we all sat down in the living room to like have a discussion. And finally, the realtor was like, hey, we've been here quite a while. Like, if y'all want to talk about this, like, we need to wrap this up and maybe go somewhere else.
Lauren and Dallas are like hanging out like as if they already own the house. Like, Dallas is in the refrigerator.
And you know, this realtor like probably had to send this family out for dinner. It's only like on the realtor's dime.
Yeah.
You know.
When was this? Friday night?
Friday night.
What time?
Like 6 o'clock. Because we wanted to know, it was rush hour and it's like a block away from a main road. So we wanted to know if we could hear the street in the house.
No, I get that.
So we hung out for quite some time in like every room. I would say we were there for, I don't know, a good hour. A good hour.
Not satisfied.
Getting food from the fridge, sitting on the couch. Yeah. I got to really figure it out.
You know what? I need to
get the vibe. Like, this is how we live. Mom!
Watching TV.
We took cash with us. Cash is like running around the house.
Destroying
like,
it.
Holy cow. What was the verdict? Did you hear anything? Or
We haven't put in an offer yet, but we're... So today there's
But were you happy with what... like Friday night, could you hear anything?
Yeah, one of the bedrooms is kind of loud. It happens to be the master bedroom. But I guess there's a company that soundproofs windows. So this week we have to get a soundproof estimate. And then also somebody smoked in the back building. Mm-hmm. So we have to see what to fumigate it would be.
Back building? You mean the detached garage?
There's a detached garage. But it has like a mother-in-law suite over it.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like where Kirk Cameron lived in Growing Pains. Up above the garage.
And one day, Cash will one day live there because he doesn't want to be, you know, in the family.
Under my
house.
Roof, yeah.
Under your roof. He wants to have his own little pad.
That's and still my roof.
He'll be like outside yelling, but they won't be able to hear him because of the soundproof windows.
The kid, the poor Cash is like, what? 15 years ago, did you get that stupid window?
Did you see anything kind of cool? Or creepy while you're looking around? Because that's always fun. Like, if you're house hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you went house hunting and you saw something weird, creepy, or cool in the house you were looking at to buy, 704-570-9595. I got one to share with you here in a little bit, but did you see anything?
So when we went in the first time, because it was an open house, you know, they take down like all their personal pictures and that kind of stuff. Mm. But when we had gone back the last two times... you know, they had all their stuff up because it was like kind of a last minute showing.
Yeah, they had like evacuate.
Yeah. And poor the family, they're like, we just want to sell the house. Fine, we'll leave.
But we keep in our house, which I thought about this the other day because we would have to put our house on the market. And I was like, I have to remember to take Woofer's urn off the shelf in Dallas's office.
I say leave it up.
No, that's weird.
All right.
Yeah. So that's something that I would have to think about if we were, you know.
Yeah. I got weird stuff in my, if I had a, granted, I don't sell my apartment, I lease it, but I have a life-size panda in my apartment. Could you imagine if a family walked in? Like, this guy doesn't have a little kid? New life-size panda.
704-570-9595. We're curious people. We need to know, when you went to look at a house and you walked through it to buy it, did you find anything strange or weird? One of the houses that we looked at in South Charlotte had like a whole history to it that we found out, and they had an escape hatch.
Whoa.
That's cool. Yeah.
And let me tell you where it ended up going. It's so strange. Well, I'll tell you that story and your phone calls coming up in just about 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk to these guys, and I got to tell you about this house that I went into in South Charlotte that had an escape hatch, and we found out why it had an escape hatch.
Okay, let's bring in Michaela. Michaela, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Morning.
Good morning. So you're looking for a new house. You're looking around. What'd you find in this one?
Really nice house, and then we went into the finished basement, and it was decorated top to bottom in clowns.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like even the bar glasses, clowns, like on pictures, figurines. There was like a Raggedy Ann and Andy like comforter on the bed.
Run!
Yeah, they must be professional clowns.
Maybe.
I mean, why would anyone enjoy clowns that much?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And don't you think the realtor would be like, hey, ixnay on the clowns, eh? Because like Michaela and everybody else, it probably deterred you from buying the house, didn't it?
Yeah, and it wasn't in a great location, but that definitely did not add any value.
Mm-hmm. At all. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Thanks, Michaela. By the way, this is the doorbell at the house.
Coming in! FedEx guy's here. You shake his hand, it buzzes you.
You push the button on the door, you get seltzered in the face.
Yeah. He's constantly with a little stupid games.
Shake his hand, your hand falls off. Oh, lots of people. Here we go.
All right. Paul and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I was looking at a house, and it was listed as a story and a half. I was like, what's a half story? First question. And they had redone the attic, and I was kind of concerned about strange smells from the attic just to begin with. So when we went up there, sure enough, there was an odd, sweet smell up there, and the house wasn't really vacant, but kind of.
Well, we lost you. What did you find?
A poor little cat that expired underneath the desk.
Oh no!
And it's like, does the realtor not check these things?
Yeah,
out?
Didn't they do a walkthrough and?
Man, that's sad. And like the owners, I mean, I wonder if they were older and they had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious.
They thought the cat ran away?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, what do you think the situation is? Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we've been looking for Kringles for about 5 months now.
Jessica.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, the weird thing about the house was that the owners had to be there because they had dogs. So we walk in and the owner's just watching us walk around the house. It basically looks like an episode of Hoarders. And then my realtor says, there's a snake in there. I said, what do you mean there's a snake in there? There was like a 12-foot long boa constrictor in this like made up box sitting in the living room. We walked upstairs and there were a bunch of small boxes of like tarantulas.
Oh, no.
Did you walk into a pet shop?
Basically, it was a Hoarders, and then they had like a newborn baby. And we're like, you have all of these crazy things and a newborn baby.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. If your house looks like hoarders and, like, one of your snakes gets out, you're never finding that snake.
Well, not only that, but, like, this segment is a realtor's nightmare. They're like, why wouldn't you clean everything up? But you know what? You don't have to. The realtor's going to give you the advice. You don't have to do it.
You know, I wasn't going to become a realtor. I don't think I am now.
I mean, you'll come back with good stories.
I will come back with good stories.
So real quick, we looked at this place in South Charlotte before we moved to Waxhaw. And the house was, you know, in an area, like just a regular neighborhood. And the realtor goes, oh, and there's something really cool about this place. And I said, well, what is it? She goes, you're going to find different doors in the wall, in the closets. And the realtor that was selling the house told my realtor that they're escape routes.
Whoa.
And they actually came up out of a cover on the other side of the sidewalk, like on the other side of the property. They would come up, pop up.
Oh, that's cool.
Crazy.
Yeah. So apparently the guy was, should we say, connected?
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. And had to have a way to get out in case anybody was coming to look for him. How crazy is that?
How did you not buy that house?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was out of our price range for one. And two, it was like, I don't know. We just... Because then I'm thinking, well, if you can get out, then somebody can get in.
Well, not only that, but you don't want to buy a house where somebody was connected, because if somebody doesn't know that person moved out, you could be in big trouble.
Right. Like, I need that. Not outside playing with Dean, and next thing you know, somebody shows up, and Dean and I jump into the escape pod just to be safe.
You know, my uncle had escape rooms in his house. And he's not connected to anything. I think he was just always afraid. But, like, you can literally, there's, like, every bedroom, as long as you have a ladder. I don't know how you get to the top. But you can go to the top of the ceiling and push it back. And there's, like, walkways in an area, like, big enough to where the family could actually sleep. It's like a little loft.
Yeah.
And it connects the whole top. It's the whole top floor.
Is he what do they call those people? Like somebody's preparing for the...
not really. You know. It's just a really big home, and I don't know...
Okay.
I really don't know what was the purpose behind it. He was a dentist. Like, how many people want to rob a dentist?
Somebody sent a text message from area code 980 and said that her mom is a realtor, and she recently saw a taxidermy giraffe in someone's house.
Oh, my gosh.
How big was the house?
I don't know, but Loren's interested in looking at it, that's for sure.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.